Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about Lottie. So this is a tool that's recently been released by Airbnb. You can find it at airbnb.design/Lottie. And essentially, it's a way to add high-quality animations to any native application that you have. So iOS, Android, and React Native, there's libraries for that. And essentially, what that allows you to do is render After Effects animations in real time. So essentially allowing your apps to use animations as easily as you would with a general static image, which is really nice because these animations certainly make a big difference in your applications. Think of it in wizards or onboarding. It's nice to have a little graphic that may be animated and that can present or at least help get what that purpose that screen is across by adding a little bit of dimension to it, by providing some helpful movement and things like that to that process. So why would you want to use it? So it's flexible After Effects features. So basically they currently support your solids, shape layers, masks, alpha mats, trim paths, and dash patterns. And they're going to be adding basically new features on a fairly regular basis, which is good to hear. You can manipulate your animation any way you like. So you can go forward, backwards, and you can program your animation to respond to any kind of interactions. So this is really, really big, I think. But you might be thinking, well, you know, that's going to take up a lot of space in my application. It's going to be a big file size for these things. But no, so the file sizes are generally quite small. So you can bundle vector animations within your app. So you don't have to worry about multiple dimensions or anything like that you get with various native application screen sizes. And that essentially translates to having a small file size in general because you're not catering for the different screen sizes and stuff like that, as well as the DPI. So alternatively, you can decouple your animation files from your application code entirely and just load them in from a JSON API, which is really, really nice. It's quite a cool tool. So I think we're going to be starting to see people who generally had to do a lot of work to be able to get this kind of stuff in there, making that much easier, allowing them to spend more time on the experience and providing a much better application or a much better experience for the end user, which is quite cool. So anything that lowers the barriers to implementing something and allowing you to focus more on the experience and things like that, that's a huge win. So this is a great tool. So hats off to Airbnb for putting it out there. So check it out, Lottie, airbnb.design/Lottie. Check it out. I'd love to know your thoughts. Have you used this before, or what were you doing before something like this came along? You know, do you still find that After Effects, it's a bit much of a step that you still need to know After Effects? I'd really love to know your feedback on that. You can send through a tweet at Coder Catch Up on Twitter, send through a comment on codercatchup.com for this episode, or just send through an email to codercatchup@gmail.com. And really love to know your thoughts on that. That's essentially it for this episode. But if you do have a spare few moments, I'd really appreciate if you leave a rating and review in iTunes. It really helps me out, it provides some more visibility in the episode. So yeah, I'd really appreciate that. But other than that, catch the next episode.